Dictation for Tony, T-O-N-E-Y, Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, May 1963. Address as a letter to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Waldersack, W-A-L-D-E-R-Z-A-K, P-A, 989-539-7747. Dear Mrs. Waldersack, a consultation for Mr. Barnes, who has a change of kidney function, morbid obesity, chronic lymphedema, bilateral leg ulcers, multiple antibiotics exposure, recently on Zosyn for 6 weeks, PICC line, completed antibiotics, line remove, ulcers improve. Follow with infectious diseases, Dr. Raygada, R-A-Y-G-A-D-A. Complaints of severe frequency, urgency, nocturia, incontinence, denies cloudiness or blood. He lives alone since wife passed away a few years back. He has leg pump that he's supposed to use it every day to control edema, but unable to do because of the associated frequency and urgency. I asked him to use a urinal to prevent the moving around. There is also plans for EGD colonoscopy for apparently anemia, although he denies any melanohematochezia or vomiting. Has chronic dyspnea, but no recent chest pain palpitation, no purulent material hemoptysis, does use CPAP machine at night, has not required oxygen, denies orthopnea PND, years back used to use anti-inflammatory agents that was discontinued. There has been a fall, he tripped, but no loss of consciousness, severe arthritis of the knees, no trauma to the head or fracture. Next paragraph, the past medical history, morbid obesity, lymphedema, depression, congestive heart failure, admitted to the hospital 6-7 years ago, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated pacemaker, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no documented peripheral vascular disease, no documented stroke, no blood transfusion, no liver disease. Next paragraph, procedures for a pacemaker, a cardiac cath which was negative. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, present medications, Eliquis, Tykosin, T-Y-K-O-S-I-N. HCTC, Lisinopril, Wellbutrin, Coric, Lasix, vitamin D. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, smoke about 2 packs per day from age 20 for about 20 years, discontinued 10 years ago. Prior alcohol intake, beer, not severe, and no family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph, reduced system as indicated above. Next paragraph, weight at home, 465, 7 inches tall, blood pressure 129 over 80, alert or intestine 3. Minor dyspnea, but normal oxygenation. Lungs are clear. No, there is a pacemaker on the left side, no pericardial wrap, no gross palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruits. Abdomen morbidly obese, cannot precise internal organs. 4+ edema below the knees. No focal deficit. Next paragraph. I review your records. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from August. Baseline creatinine has been around 1.2 for his body size. That's a GFR better than 60. In May of this year, 1.3. July, 1.47. He peaked to 1.71 in August. Now he's back to baseline 1.2. Anemia 10.9 with a normal white blood cell platelets, a normal potassium acid base, sodium in the low side, albumin low at 3.4, liver function test not elevated, normal calcium, prior hemoglobin at 9.2, reason for EGD colonoscopy from August, PTH mild elevated 86, Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A recent temporal change of kidney function, now back to baseline. At the time of acute change, anemia and secondary hyperparathyroidism. This is probably related to lymphedema, effect of diuretics, open ulcers, inflammatory changes, antibiotics. Kidney function is back to baseline. Previous urine analysis do not show blood protein in the urine will be updated. Low albumin likely represents the chronic inflammatory changes on the legs. I don't see evidence for nephrotic syndrome. Anemia also improving. Chronically low sodium, likely from diuretics, otherwise present potassium acid-base, calcium, phosphorus are normal. Encourage him to use the leg pumps that he used for lymphedema. There has been a recent kidney ultrasound with normal size without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. We don't need to repeat this. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Continue management of his underlying tachybrady syndrome, antiarrhythmics, pacemaker anticoagulation. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. All is to discuss with the patient. We will go stand by. If there is a change, we will see him back. If we see abnormalities in the new protein-creatinine ratio, we will follow with him. Otherwise, please let me know if any further changes. End of dictation.